The Great Googolini, written by Sarah Cassidy, illustrated by Charlene Chua, narrated by Christian Down, published by Orca Book Publishers. Chapter 1. I am coming to the end of my 10th orbit around the sun, I tell Ivan. You've traveled nearly 9,400,000,000 kilometers, Ivan says. Ivan is super smart. And skinny, like stretched toffee. Me, I'm toffee before it got stretched, short and wide. Ivan and I have been best friends since kindergarten. How can traveling through space make me older? I mean, I can't even feel it. If you could, you'd have no skin, Ivan says. Atmosphere burn. A lot worse than carpet burn. We're in front of my mom's old computer, Googling salt for a school project. We've watched cars race across the huge salt flats of Utah, they look like fields of snow, and have learned that Canadians put more salt on icy highways than they do on food. Mrs. Zupan hands us steaming bowls of goulash through the window. Here, boys. Ivan takes a bite. Pass the sodium chloride. I hand him the salt shaker. We stare at the screen again. The cursor flashes in the search bar, as if Google is tapping its toe. Throw something at me. Anything. Okay, Google, I say. The microphone throbs for input. Google. Google churns and spits out the top results for Google. It has found itself. Ha! Ivan says. My turn. Okay, Google. But before he can speak, I sneeze. Achoo! Google hears pet chip. So, as Ivan and I gobble our goulash, we learn about microchips the size of a grain of rice that you can get injected under your pet's skin. The chip has a code, so if the animal gets lost, the chip company can figure out where it is. Dogs, cats, horses, snakes, even rare fish get microchip implants. Fish and chips, I say. How could a fish get lost? Ivan asks. Ivan is smart about smart things, but not about normal things. They get stolen, not lost. Some koi are worth more than a car. Just then, Ivan's father's car rattles into the parking lot down below. Definitely more than that car, I add. Ivan's car is held together with bungee cords. Ivan's dad honks. Ivan grabs his backpack. Thank Mrs. Zupan for the galoshes. And don't forget to invite me to your orbit completion celebration. I snort. Who else would I invite to my birthday party? I spend another hour at the computer. I get sucked in. The screen is basically a window showing the whole world. The windows of our apartment only show the buildings next door. Chapter 2. Our apartment building is like a brown shoebox. It's squeezed between other brown shoeboxes on 3rd Street East. The town's name is Boarding. It's a clump of low buildings stuck to the edge of the big city, like a growth. Boarding is named after a pretty town in England. I looked it up on Google Street View. Boarding in England has narrow streets, stone houses, and cute, roundish cars. Boarding in British Columbia is not pretty. Sometimes a sparrow looks cute, pecking at the dirt in the sidewalk cracks, and in spring, cherry petals flutter in the breeze like snow. But mostly, Boarding is dull. My uncles don't even pronounce the D. How do people stay awake in Boarding, they ask. Uncle Matto and Uncle Boris live 40 minutes away in Vancouver, where there are mansions and skyscrapers and the grocery stores sell 20 types of salt. Lilac salt, bacon salt, Himalayan pink salt, black truffle Italian sea salt, even chocolate salt. Here in Boarding you get one kind of salt. Salt. I'm still at the computer when the building's ancient elevator rumbles and its doors screech open. Mom's home. I've been...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?